In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is a sad testimony to the sorry state of a society when the image of a father is no longer necessarily a good one. To those who do not know their father, or who know him but do not love him, to those who may know father simply as someone who left them and their mother to fend for themselves, the image and the biblical understanding of a father is not really a helpful one. But the Bible knows of a loving, caring father whose love can be tough love, as well as kind and gentle. But if anything, his love is one that passes human understanding. In being so patient and so long-suffering, so kind and so caring, so as to be almost unbelievable. In a small, human sort of way, that is the way I know my own father. And I pray it is the way my children will remember their father. Loving, caring, principled, but patient. A true head of our spiritual household, a house holding high our bond of Christian faith. As together, fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters, we share the joy of knowing what it means to be children of our Heavenly Father. The Bible knows about good fathers. If anything negative, it knows of erring and errant sons. We just read the words of Isaiah a few days ago in class. Sons I have reared and raised, but they have rebelled against me. So the sons of Israel. To the sons of the 90s, in our day and age, the question who sinned, this man or his father, is probably moot. The fact is that Jimmy, to offer a contemporary name of anyone in particular, did not know his father. Whether he left or was left was no longer the point. Jimmy was on his own, trying to go it alone, make it alone in a cold, cruel, and lonely world. Oh, he had companions, I suppose, a gang to give him identity. They were not really friends. Sometimes they called one another brother, but I suspect it was only because it was as close as they would ever come. This was the jungle, concrete and real, survival of the fittest, a sad tribute to the descent of man. There were no pigs there, but there were rats, and he often foraged for food among them. And then one day into his life came another, about his age, perhaps a little older. This was not an artificial, if well-meaning, big brother, but he did offer to help. He seemed to understand that at first blush, Jimmy could hardly be expected to trust him, even to begin to understand that for the first time somebody may really care for Jimmy. But here was someone who cared, who was willing to enter into his world to come and meet him there. They foraged for food together, and they shared in the breaking of what little bread they found. But there was growing between them a stronger bond. And yes, you guessed it, how the story turns out. This was Jimmy's brother. Sent to find him on behalf of, Jimmy could hardly accept it, he could hardly believe it, his father. The bond of brotherhood was based quite naturally and necessarily upon an even greater bond of fatherhood through his brother. Jimmy came to know his father, a father who still cared. Now, this was more than just a real-life and poignant version of Parent Trap. For you see, the story of Jimmy is not just the sad story of a lost child of the 90s. It is the story of everyone. In particular, it is the story of you and me. Our elder brother came into our world to tell us about our father, a father who created us, who took and who takes responsibility for our lives, truly the head of our household. Our elder brother came into our lives to lead us back to the Father. A father whose tough love does stand in judgment, fair, just, righteous, but real judgment, even on our sins, but a father who dealt with that judgment by sending a substitute. For he loved us enough to give up, dare we even think it, his only son. That bond of fatherhood was shared last week by Pastor Missionary John Miller and his family as he wept a father's tears at the tragic loss of his son, and only son, in an apartment building fire just 2 weeks before Paul was to graduate from the University of Missouri. God knows what it's like to lose a son, an only son. And that bond of fatherhood was shared not only in the grief, but even more profoundly in our common and corporate confession of faith as people who believe not only in death, but in the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. But there at the funeral, as the choir from the Ogoni tribe in Africa, a people who had come to know Christ and Christ's Father through the power of the Holy Spirit, but through the human work and ministry of Pastor Missionary John Miller and his family years ago in Nigeria. As this choir from the Ogoni land in Africa sang our brother home to Jesus, as they put it so well, as this African choir sang in a South County Church, we all knew in a very real way the special bond we share as children. This was not just the great social bonding of the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. This was the special bond known only to those who, through Jesus, God's only Son, have come to know the Father. A father who spared not his son, but gave him up for us all. A son who, when the fullness of time had come, was born under the law that he might redeem those that were under the law, so that we might receive the inheritance as the adoption of sons, and even dare to call him Father. Abba. Even as we do, as we pray together in the prayer our Lord has taught us to pray, as the formula so often goes, but the words that follow are not formal, but familiar. Abba, our Father, who art in heaven. For God would, by these words, tenderly invite us to believe that he is our true Father, and that we are his dear children, so that we may with all boldness and confidence ask him, as dear children ask their dear Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.